Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center, Shreveport, doing our Supernatural Friday podcast, our favorite podcast of the week, as always. I know I say the same thing every week, but I mean it. Today we have a supernatural testimony of a precious saint who had a hatred toward God until Jesus appeared, changed the heart. All right, let's listen in. Blessings to you today. I pray you're having a good day today. The Lord's with you. It's our Supernatural Friday podcast. We're so excited you're with us. And we are sharing supernatural stories here on the 29th day of September, 2023. Now, it's a little bit longer than normal, so I want to get right to it. A sister had real issues when she was growing up, a hatred toward the Lord, just coming up in religion. And then Jesus appeared to her, changed her heart. And we'll talk about that and pray for you at the end. All right, listen in.
Hi, my name is Dr. Sharon Nesbitt. I want to share with you the first time I encountered Jesus. I was going through a very difficult time in my life. My mom died when I was 18. She had liver cancer. It was the year I graduated high school. That was my senior year. I played basketball. She couldn't make any of the games. My mom had been vibrant, the first lady of our church. My dad was a pastor. And very trying time in my life, very significant times. She didn't make the graduation, obviously, or the prom. And so very, very traumatic time in my life. And I thought actually I was gonna lose my mind. Now you gotta understand, I grew up in church all my life. I don't ever remember not being in church. And so we heard about God, we knew about God, but not really a personal relationship with God. We knew the God of the Bible, but we didn't know the God of the heart. We didn't know anything about miracles or believing in healing. We prayed for them, but we really didn't study them. We didn't read the book of Acts much. And so the supernatural miracles of healing was very elusive to us. And then 2.5 years later, my dad passed away. And so I'm in this place in God, and growing up, the denomination I grew up in, they said that God needed another rose. So he took my mom, and he needed, you know, another servant. So he took my dad. And I was like, what kind of God is this? What kind of God would do this to somebody this young? So I got really angry at God. I was mad at God. I'm not going to lie to you. I cursed God out. I used some words that I don't even use no more, if you know what I mean. I was very angry at God and the church and anybody who tried to bring me any kind of solace, any consolation. It didn't work, because I feel like that this loving God did something so unfair to me. And I was bawling in my apartment and bawling in my bedroom and just crying out. I was lonely. I was by myself. And though I had a lot of brothers and sisters around me, I still felt that ache and that void in my heart. And I finally just cried out and said, if you're real, now I'm drinking and smoking and doing all kinds of crazy stuff because I'm trying to get rid of the pain in my heart. It's been a long time and it still makes me sensitive. And I said, if you're real, God, show me. I don't want to know what daddy and mama had. I need my own experience with you. Show me something that I don't know. And because we grew up in church, we knew a lot of Bible stories and knew a lot of things. But again, we didn't know God. And I'm just bawling, and about 30 minutes in, I see this bright light. It's almost like a door open, a portal now that I know open. And Jesus steps through the portal. And some of you say, well, how do you know it was Jesus? Because he was pure love and I saw scars. And I knew from the Bible that he had scars because I was always that Peter type, I gotta see it, let me see it. And he walks in and he gives me the biggest hug you can imagine. And it's like I melt in his arms and all of the pain, all of the hurt, all of the loneliness disappears. And he stands me back from him and says, you are my beloved. And I'm weeping now because I'm in this dimension of having this encounter of something I don't believe in. And I'm like, my mind is going crazy and my thoughts are everywhere, but it's such peace that all of those emotions have been rolled into one and pure love is there. And he says, I love you, my beloved, and says, you're going to preach the gospel, my word, and go around the world healing with healing and deliverance. Well, there it goes again. I don't believe in women preachers. I definitely don't believe in healing and miracles because we were never taught that. So he gives me an assignment of something that I really have to use my faith for now. But I'm so excited that he walks in my room and gives me this encounter now that I'm holding on to this supernatural, that I've got something that I've never experienced before and something that my family has never experienced before. And now I'm thinking, how am I going to tell them that this crazy girl who hates God just has an experience with Jesus? Somebody said, what did he look like? What did he look like? Was he black? Was he white? Was he Asian? I saw pure love. I think whenever you are engaging Jesus, whatever you need him for, that's what he appears as. And at that moment, I needed love. And he's like, well, what did that look like? You can't describe the essence of the pure love. It's white, it's black. It is an engaging that you can never articulate. There are some supernatural things you can't give language to. There are no words to describe. Like, you know, I've been to heaven and there's no words to describe the colors. You can try, but it's pale in comparison to that. And he begins to give me this narrative of how I would go around the world preaching the gospel, healing the sick, and bringing healing and deliverance. And then as soon as he walked in, he walks out. And I had all of these questions I wanted to ask him and all of these things I wanted to say. And as he's walking, he says, and you're going to do it by faith. Well, what is faith? I mean, we had a casual relationship. So, you know, I've got all these questions now. And engaging him in such an amazing way. And as soon as he comes in, he goes out and says, do it by faith. Now you would think if Jesus comes and gives you this amazing message that he would blow on you, spit on you, put some grace on you, put an anointing, a mantle on you. Now I would be like, Jesus, you could have just did all of this in one just swoop. After that day, the pure love of God rested in my heart. And I began to see my life change and evolve. The taste for alcohol and drugs was immediately gone. And I had an insatiable appetite and desire to read the Word of God and to worship. So I was like finding all the books I could and to begin to consume the Word of God. Then I had to learn about this faith thing. If this is how I'm going to operate, I had to go on the journey of learning what is faith. How do you get faith? How do you live by faith? How am I going to do these miracles by faith? And y'all know the first scripture that comes up, the granddaddy of them all, is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what not seen. Man, coming from a traditional church, reading that and trying to understand that, but it was almost like I had a revelation and a place where things began to start being revealed to me, and it was easy as I read the word. Then I had to work, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the encounter left me with a level of love that I didn't have with my mom and dad. And that was a love that I thought could never be replaced. But I felt the love that I didn't feel with my mom and dad, which their love was reserved as parental love. But now I'm receiving the Father's love. That love was shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost in that moment. And now I'm working on faith. So the things that happened in this encounter was the pure love of God, learning how to love again, trusting that love again, and then learning what faith is, because faith was going to be the currency of everything I do in the ministry and how I transact between these different dimensions. And faith was going to be the main authority in my life when I'm laying hands and when I'm believing for people to be healed. And can I tell you, I've been around the world. I've seen tremendous things happen. The miracles, the signs and wonders and the deliverance that we've seen is just mind-boggling. We've seen 4 people raised from the dead. We've seen limbs grow out. We saw a woman who had been in a wheelchair for 38 years who was so severely handicapped. Her bones had fused together. God raised her out of the wheelchair. When he stepped in my room and said we would go and see miracles, we have seen miracles, all types of miracles, all types of healing. But I had to build my faith and continue to operate in the love. Why? These gifts and anointings operate by faith, backed by love. Why? None of this works without love. And that day, Jesus allowed the pure love of God to come in my heart so I could do ministry at another level. If you're listening to this right now, I really believe that the love of God is going to be infused in you by a supernatural transfusion, that where you've had hurt, trauma, grief in your life, that at this very moment, just like Jesus walked in my room, you might not have that same encounter that he would walk in your room, but I believe by faith supernaturally that that love can be imparted in you and that you'll begin to live your life by faith. What is faith? Calling those things that be not as though they were. That my believed identity is he loves me with an everlasting love, unconditionally, eternally, and that he's given me a platform called faith whereby I can supernaturally engage the heavens and bring supernatural things to the earth. I want to pray for you. Father, I thank you for all of those that are listening even now, that wherever they are in life, some of them may be like me. I was mad. I was hurt. I was angry. I ask for you to blanket them with that pure love. Let that longing in their heart be filled. Give them the tenacity, the boldness to walk in faith and to fulfill all that you have assigned them to do. In Jesus' name, go and be great.
You know, when Jesus heals the heart, he heals it completely and fully. May everybody who had these battles that our sister talked about experience the Lord. Maybe he doesn't have to appear to you like he did to her, but his presence can do. By faith, just believe you're in his presence and let him heal any issue of your heart, any disappointments, so that you can walk in the fullness of what the Lord has for you. Shabbat Shalom, what's right? You know, the Shabbat, the rest, Shalom, the peace. May you experience it today with this testimony, and may it grow in you in the days ahead. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak life over everybody here today. I thank you, Lord, that you did for our sister, you can do for all of us. Let us experience your goodness, your power, your gift to set us free from bitterness and anger and hatred. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen, amen. Let us experience Shabbat Shalom today. Rest upon you. All right. See you next week. Have a great weekend. Well, thanks again. As usual, we always want to thank you, especially on our Shabbat Shalom podcast and our Supernatural Fridays, as we share these testimonies of your faithfulness to follow and listen and share these with others. That means so much to us, and we hope they're always an encouragement to you. Continue to follow us. Thank you for those who participated last week, or this week, I should say, with our prophetic flexes online. Always watch those on our app if you'd ever want to be prayed for. We do those. We do healing ones as well. You can go to our app. Just type in Christian Center Shreveport. You can also always go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. All right. God bless you. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.